Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 28.
Sharing with you the Word of God on Table Talk about our responsibility of going and doing and blessing. And this is going to be a little bit different than what I've shared the last few weeks. And this comes to us from Matthew 10, but also Hebrews 6, talking about getting our hands dirty and going and being and helping people that are the last and the least, that are nowhere on their social status scale at all, but still need us, still need you, the believers, to mobilize, to reach out and touch them. The Bible tells us in Matthew 10, and said, whosoever gives a drink to one of these little ones, a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, truly I say to you, he will in no wise lose his rewards. You know, a lot of people are looking for rewards. A lot of people want to be applauded. I preached some time ago in our own church talking about sometimes in life the best thing you're going to get is an attaboy. Attaboy. No trophies, no ribbons, no crowd saying how wonderful you are. But there's only one thing I want to hear when I go to heaven, which is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And when you get that settled way down deep on the inside, you don't need the applause of man because you have the Heavenly Father applauding you. And Jesus, his Son, that paid a heavy price for you, the angels are applauding, saying, way to go. The Bible says it up there in heaven. There's a great crowd of witnesses that are watching and listening and paying attention. And they're looking over the balcony of heaven, and they're looking at those that are running the race. And they're saying, come on, just a little bit more. Come on, get up. Get up. I know you stumbled. I know your knees are skinned, but get up. Keep going. Keep running. And that's what we're encouraged to do. Get up. Keep going. Keep running, because the race is not over until it's over. And I'm talking about the race just down here in heaven. The Bible says we're going to be judged by the deeds done in our flesh. So you're going to be judged by what you do here on the earth. Not before, not after, but judged by what we do right here, right now. And so this word tells us in Matthew 10 that even if you give a drink of cold water to a little one, no cameras, no movies, no stage, nobody applauding, but you do it in the name of the Lord, he sees you, he sees your heart, and he's the one that's going to reward. Wow, with a bajillion dollars? No, he's going to reward you with heaven. He's going to reward you with the satisfaction of knowing that you are a child of God and you're willing to go anywhere to do anything to bless anybody. That is the reward that we should all be looking for. And then in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10, Hebrews 6 and 10, the Bible says, God is not unrighteous to forget your work. Work, that is the four-letter dirty word for Christians. I'm just teasing here, but you know, sometimes you ask people to help around the church, says, brother, I can't, I'm busy. Oh, brother, I can't. My back hurts a little bit. Or, brother, I can't. I got my own house to take care of. I don't have time to go pick somebody up or go pray for somebody or to help around the church or to rake the leaves or shovel the snow or do whatever it is, teach in Sunday school. I don't have time for that. But you ask me again, and next time I'll be able to do something for you. I think I will. That time never comes. And so here we see that God is not unrighteous. God himself is not unrighteous to forget your work. And so he's looking. He knows your heart. He knows you're not looking for the applause of man or a great big fat paycheck at the end of the day. He knows you're doing it for capital H-I-M, for him. And your labor, and that's what it is, a labor of love, which you have showed towards his name and in his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Wow. Because you're willing to give it up for somebody else. It's not all about me. It's not all about you. You know, you come to that point in life where you, I guess you do figure it out eventually, that life is not all about me. There's some people in this world that life is all about them. I said, what do you think about me? And I think about me. And you think about me? Well, I think about me. And how do I look? And what am I doing? And you want to know more about me? And very quickly, everybody around them saying, no, I think we've heard enough about you. And so you are not the center of the universe. I hate to break it to you that way. But you are not the center of the universe. And so it's all about him, capital H-I-M. And what we do for him and his kingdom. You know, Jesus prayed this, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so even Jesus prayed, your kingdom, not my kingdom, your kingdom. And how much more should we be praying that same prayer and doing that same thing? His kingdom come. What is his kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What's his kingdom? Reaching down, reaching up, reaching sideways to people that need help and need Jesus desperately right in the middle of their lives. I want to thank you for watching and listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org. and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.